Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Early Sunday morning, painted in 1930 by Edward Hopper. It's an oil painting on canvas. The dimensions are 35 inches high by 60 inches wide. There are two striking features of the painting. The first is that the block reveals nothing living or natural. No people, pets, birds, or trees. It is literally empty, except for hints of human activity in the apartments above the stores. The second striking feature of early Sunday morning is the sunlight. It's very bright, almost harsh on the buildings. When you first look at early Sunday morning, the painting's composition seems highly balanced, stable, and symmetrical, with a regular pattern of buildings and windows. However, as you look more closely, you notice that the painting is filled with asymmetrical elements. For example, the shades in the second story windows, they're not the same color, and every shade is open to a different length. Composition is the title of a painting by the Dutch artist Pierre Mondrian. The painting is almost an exact square. The simplest way to describe composition is to say that it is a large square, and within the large square are a smaller square and seven rectangles of various sizes. And his compositions are composed of flat areas of colors in the geometric shapes of squares and rectangles. There are only right angles and straight lines in his paintings, no curves or any other shapes. Irises. Vincent van Gogh, J. Paul Getty Museum, Los Angeles, California. In this painting, dozens of irises rise up in the waves of color, like green and blue flames fanned by the wind that blows them. It is as if we are plunged into an eye-level crowd of purple, blue, and violet irises. Wherever we look, we are dazzled by a profusion of color.